Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh bless you there. Hear Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. Well, what we're going to do, we just going to get something going on. And when those who want to come on stage is ready to come on stage, we're ready to do what we got to do. But right now, we're just going to get something going on there, young lion. Let's see if we get something going on before the elder. Tell us all about this broadcast, take number 186. What do it say in Luke chapter 12, verse 12? What does it say there, young man?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. Put a little bass in there. And just it moving, no doubt about it. That's exactly right. So what we want to do, we touched on a few things there, young lion, yesterday. And we clear that we setting up a untouchable ministry in the six anointed camps. But we have to make sure the 12 understand exactly their role and the responsibility, how the 11 supposed to operate. So let's see how the 11 supposed to operate that we can read. And remember, the Bible going to tell you exactly how the 11 supposed to operate before and how you select the 12. But we see now Mother Eve came in. So let's see if we bring in Mother Eve. And the young lion came in. So let's see can we bring in the young lion. He ready to go too, Brother Makai. Let's see if we bring him on stage. So when you meet the young lion, Micaiah Israel, Yahdah Judah, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Brother Micaiah, Yahweh bless you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you there, say Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. We see a young lion ready. All right, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Kevin 1. And she ready to go on take number 186. Mother E, Traveler, Yahdah Judah, Camp 1, one of the mothers. Mother E, Yahweh beat you, that's it, right?
Yahweh, Israel, Leroy, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, excellent, all right. And we know Mother Z is sent to death saying, okay, see, you know, I'm ready to say something, but let me hear something first. So we got to put some on the table for Mother Z to respond. So let's put some on the table. So now we already got off some Luke 12 in already about one of the young lions. And see, remember one thing. Yahweh going to make his move once we in order. But we got to be in order according to what this book saying. And this book got to be what responds every time. Now, we know that a feast is coming up. But it's not a feast, but it's one of the righteous days of Yahweh called an atonement. That's coming up shortly. So, but I'll tell you, we might take a look at that real quick. That's coming up shortly. In Leviticus 23, let's see what we going to be doing to get prepared for what's coming up in 3 days. You know, let's see what we can get that we can read there, young lion.
Yes, sir.
Titus, we're going to Leviticus 23.
Yes, sir.
Let's see where we at. But make sure we clear where we at. We're going to take care of everything and be taken care of. We need to be clear where we at in Leviticus 23. We got to be clear what's going on because we got to lay the president down. But we got to be clear when is it, what's going on. So in Leviticus 23 there, young lion, but Titus, let's pick this thing up at verse number 23, verse 1 and 23, then skip down to verse number 27 to 32. Let's see what we got going on. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 23. Get down to 27 to 32. You on the clock, that young lion. Brother Titus, come on.
The book of Leviticus of the heavenly tablets. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, verse 23, verse 27 to 32. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27 to 32. Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there should be a day of atonement. And it should be a righteous gathering unto you. You shall afflict your soul and offer an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. Verse 28.
Read that again.
You should do no.
Hey, hold on, young man. Hold on, young man. Read that verse 27 again. Take a time that verse 27. But you're going to say a whole lot in that verse 27. Here go the rule. Here go the order of things in verse 27. What? Let's look at this verse real carefully in verse 27. What did it say again?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27 reads, also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be a righteous gathering unto you. You should afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to Yahuwah.
And what do you mean by the offering? You got to give a fiery testimony. That means you got to come clean on things. Because see, after we came out of this horrendous day, these 7 days of bloodshed and all that killing was going on, and you had all that killing going on, and now he's saying now have a day of atonement, which you afflict your soul. The whole day you afflict your soul. You don't put nothing in your mouth. From when the sun set on this day to the sunset, don't nothing go in your mouth. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a day of atonement. So don't nothing. Well, I want to gog my mouth off because I might want to kiss the better half. Well, you have to figure that out. Boy, you got to figure it out. Nothing go in your mouth. Not a drink of water. Not a stick of bubble gum. Your whole mouth cannot deal with nothing in it. You got to split your soul.
Mm-hmm.
That means put your soul up under subjection and letting Yahuwah know I'm turning my soul over to you for this day. So we follow his rules and regulations.
That's
why we got to talk among the left. We got to be clear of what's going on. This day is a day when the sun sets, whenever this day is, I guess y'all tell me what day this day is, when that night kick in, you don't put nothing in your mouth. Where am I going to get me a little shot of tea? No, you ain't getting a little shot of tea, so tea ain't going to be nowhere around.
There'll
be nothing to tempt you.
There'll
be nothing to tempt you because you got to split yourself. Nothing. So that means you might have to spread out a little bit to still holler in that microphone, but you got to flick your soul until that sun go down again. So that's how we got to talk. That's how the 11 got to talk after the message was told to Moses to tell Aaron and his son. So you're hearing the message passed down. You can't put nothing in your mouth. Well, both of them on medication. But then that means you will trust in Yahuwah, the God.
Sure.
You put your trust in Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
That's the point.
Hallelujah.
Your trust goes in him because he can deliver you whenever he want to deliver you. We get a case in point that he can deliver. Get a case in point there, Micaiah. Let's go get a case in point that Yahuwah can deliver you whenever he want to deliver you. So you saying, well, what my doctor say I got to take my medicine at 3, 6, and 9. Well, then, that means you trust in Doc Cook more, you trust in your mighty one. So that question was asked, what about a person on medication? Okay, what about him on medication? Why you taking your own medication? Because you forsook Yahuwah, that's why you on medication. See, if you got your Yahuwah right, a medication about break out running every time they see you anyway. See, we got the Yahuwah, right? Well, you know why you're on medication? Because you forsook Yahuwah. You ain't putting all in with Yahuwah. That's why you got the bottle of Doc Cook on your shelf. Because you're not getting Yahuwah right. So in St. John there, Brother Micaiah, you're going to look at something and see something in the 11th chapter. What about my message? What about what Yahuwah say what man live by? Hey, Marie. Hey, Marie, what is mm-hmm. there that man live by in Matthew 4, verse 4, Mother E? Hey, Marie,
hallelujah.
Get those three out, Mother.
Okay.
What do man live by according to Matthew 4, verse 4?
Okay. The book of Matthew, that's the following verse 4 reads. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Look at that, Mother. Hey, Mother, he said it's written. But see, when you mess around with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, they say that done away with. What's written? Okay? That then now, see, they'll call the Almighty One a liar. He said, now what I'm saying is written. Man do not live by bread alone. He live by what, Mother?
Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Does man live? Around mm-hmm. to Luke chapter 4, verse 4 there, Mother. Let's see what it says in Luke. Let's see if it's any alteration in how man live in Luke 4, verse 4.
Okay, Luke.
Luke. Yeah, what do Luke 4, verse 4 say?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. And Yahweh the Son answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread only, but by every word of Yahweh.
Does man live? Okay, if that's the point, Mother, now you already read twice that it is written, man live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh. It says it's written, so they want you to investigate Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. What it say in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3? Let's see what it says there. Since it says written, so you challenge me. You tell you it's written, so you both say, okay, let's go back and see where it's written at. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Where it's written at, Mother E?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Yahweh do man live.
Mm-hmm. So if that were man live by, Mother, but when they said, well, my doctor told me that I got to take my medicine from 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, what do the Bible say, Mother? So when they say that, well, you know, I'm on medication. You know, the reason you're on medication because you don't forsook Yahweh's word. That's why you on medication from the get-go. You ain't doing Yahweh the way he tell you to do it. Because man, he said man live by how many words? He said again, Mother E?
Every word that proceeded out the mouth of Yahweh do man live.
So that's the answer to the ones that's on that medication. See, you otherwise, if you know you're on that medication, then all of a sudden, you want to do the Day of Atonement. You got to trust in your Yahweh. But if you don't, but you got to trust in Yahweh before atonement and after atonement. Can't just, turn upside down. Because you gotta have your Yahweh right before atonement and after atonement.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay? That was it. But you know, I'm on medication, so I know I'm restricted from that. But now according to what we both tell, the Lambo tell those we come in contact with, now we believe about every word that he said. Now we going back
That's
to right. see what he said with Brother Titus again. we're going back and see what did he say. So if we know we live by every word he say, then we won't know what did he say that man live by. And that will be the end of it. Let's see what happened again in the 23rd chapter, verse number 27. Let's see what the book say. Read verse 26 to get warmed up. Verse 26 and 27.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26 and 27. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be an righteous gathering unto you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah.
That means you got to give a testimony. You got to give a testimony. Let me tell you something about that. But hold on. I see our mother E saying, Mother D.F. Hey, Seer, hey, I want to holler the microphone, too. You know, I might come a little late, but I still want to holler in that microphone. So Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua B.J.S.C. right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, So now, the 11 out of Camp 1 got to be clear. See, you got to make sure that when you're speaking the same thing exactly how this is. See, we got to be clear how this is. We found out in verse 26, and the four-letter man spoke unto Moses. So Moses just didn't do a mother. Hey, mother, Moses of Israel, Moses didn't do a 5:13 through 16 of Matthew, did he? Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. It says, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses. Let's see if you do Matthew 5:13-16. What do you say?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13-16. Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor your Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. So, mother, according to that, what shall that 11 do according to what you just got through reading? So what is the precept, what you just got through reading? You got to let your light shine. That means, let's back up, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's run back to all the way back in the beginning in Genesis chapter 4. And let's see the responsibility that lies in your midst. We're going to see what can we read. What it reads in 4 verse 9, and I want you to give me an answer after you read this, Mother. Now, we just heard something, but tell me something in 4 verse 9 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
Chapter 23, verse 26 and 27. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be in a righteous gathering unto you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
That means you're supposed to lead by example. You're supposed to give a fiery testimony on what you gonna do by being one of the members of the 11 after you know what's going on. You gotta stand before the congregation and say, well, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm whatever I did last year that's in the book. This is your new beginning. After you give your testimony, is where you say out your mouth, Brother Micaiah. We're going to see what it says in Numbers chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. So whatever come out your mouth in the 30th chapter, verse 1 and 2, let's see what it says that we can read, Brother Micaiah. Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2.
Okay, going over to the book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1 and verse 2. The book of Numbers. Chapter 30, verse 1 reads, And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahuwah has commanded. 2. If a man valley vow unto Yahuwah, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
And you is your brother's keeper. Like, for example, you know you got one of the brothers that's maybe incapacitated. A little, I'm fell into a ditch or something, and he mm-hmm. can't get what he should get. You his brother's keeper. You supposed to say, okay, I put the effort in. Where you at? I'm coming over there and get there and get you where he's supposed to be at, because the only thing going to get you back on your feet is the word of Yahuwah. Let me tell you something. When you ain't bumping shoulders, your demeanor will never be right until you bump shoulders.
Hallelujah.
Because then you line up with
Yahuwah.
You can sit there behind your curtain all you want, but you will never get the right vibe of Yahuwah until you follow the order of that. You are your brother's keeper. You
That's
are
right.
your sister's keeper. Anything you can do to enhance one of your brothers and sisters to make sure they mm-hmm. they bump the shoulders in the word of Yahuwah, you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
See? You're supposed to do it. You don't turn a deaf eye or worry about what somebody else is going to say. You got to step on out there and do it. You got to step out there and do it. And that's when you're saying, that's when Yahuwah will say, yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. So that's what the 11 got to get in their mind. They got to be understand that wants to still bring the word to you. You ain't got no doubt what it's saying. They said, well, I'm on medication. Well, if you're on medication, it's because of all of a sudden now you just want to keep the peace in your medication. Sure, this thing might happen. But you got to be, help me out there. Hey, Mother E, help those C out for a minute. I'm struggling right now. But we can read how you supposed to be when it comes down to this thing. See, you just don't all of a sudden now want to know. Now you just want to make the feast day. But you have to be something that we can read, Mother E. There's something we can read. That this is what we got to watch. This is what the 11 got to be looking for. See, I throw the fear looking right at it, but he going to watch the 11 after he gave the message. The 11 got to be able to say this right here. There's something that we can read. And I'm struggling right now, but it's something that the 11 folds that supposed to be clear, just like Oseo struggling right now. They're supposed to say, I know why you're struggling, but turn over to blah, blah, blah.
Well,
make it 4-1. Excellent. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. See, the 11 got to be on that page. So, Mother, that's why it's so important to understand that 11 must bump shoulders. You got to be Brother Titus of Judges 5:11. You got to be doing the 5:11 before you get to class on the Sabbath day. Judges 5:11. Brother Titus, what it say that we can read?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11, read. They that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawn water, there should they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahuwah.
See, you got to rehearse the righteous acts, those that are delivered. You just can't just put this thing and then you be last one in the room and the first one up out of the room and all that. You get all things, always a study of everything. This thing has a approach with what we did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we on something yesterday.
Hallelujah.
But if you ain't caught up with yesterday, how you catch up with today? Because we laid down a foundation yesterday that need to make sure the 11 got it down pat. So you can't sit on because you know what he's going to add to that. Now, it was add to it. You got to be your brother and sister's keeper. You want the blessing of Yahweh? He going to say to Yahweh, he said, where's your brother at? Oh, is it my brother's keeper? Yahweh said, I should Jeremiah 50, you read now. That's what he said. What did he say, Brother Titus, in Jeremiah 45 behind that? Let's see what he said behind that. See, sooner or later, let's see what he says in verse 4 and 5. 45, 4 and 5. He talked to old Baruch. He told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, you know that old writer you got there? He said, yeah. He said, I got a question for you, Jeremiah. Are you the seer of the hour right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you go tell that writer something right now. You go tell him verse 4 and 5. What did he say there that we can read?
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 45, verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah 45, verse 4 reads, thus shall you say unto him, Yahweh said thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted will I pluck up, even this whole land. Verse 5.
Hold that point.
And you?
Hold that point. So hold that point. Do you understand that Yahweh is the one built you to put you in a position? He said, that what I built, I'm the one put the 12 tribes of Israel together. This was by my doing. I'm the one put you together, and I'm the one going to bust you like a walnut. Now, where the precept of that at? Hey, 11, where's the precept of that at? See? Huh? See, when you rehearse the righteous act, that means a precept of that in the 18th chapter of Brother Micaiah. We go on 18th chapter, and let's see what he talk about. One, he built and he going to calm down. See, automatically, when you 11 bump shoulders together, then all of a sudden, one of your 11 go ahead, hey, it's a precept in that. It's meat on that bone. Where is it at? In the 18th chapter, let's look at verse number 1 there, Brother Micaiah. Let's read a little bit, and we'll take it down to verse number 7. Let's see, can we tie that in through the precept? See, listen. The seer will know when you 11 is ready to go. Are you your brother and sister's keeper? Yes, you are. And you got to lead by example. You don't let nothing... So give me a verse of Mother D.F. Israel, 22:18 down to Sirach 22.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 18 down to verse 22. Give me a verse. You don't let nothing Sirach 22 you. 18 to 22. Nothing. What does it say that we can read? 18 down to verse 22. Mother D.F. Israel, what does it say?
Sirach chapter 22. Verses 18 to what?
22.
To what, 22? 18 to 22?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying?
A little bit louder, Mother E.
Yes, Sirach 22, 18 to 22.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Sirach chapter 22, verse 18 to 22. Verse 18 reads, hell set on a high place will never stand again against the wind of a fearful mind and the imagination of a fool cannot stand against any fear. 19. He that picketh the eye will make tears to fall, and he that picketh the mind maketh it to show her knowledge. 20. Whoso casts a stone at the bird flatter them away. And he that upbraideth his friend breaketh friendship. 21. Though thou draw a sword at your friend, yet despair not, for there may be a returning to favor. 22. If thou hast opened your mouth against your friend, fear not, for there may be a reconciliation, except for unbraiding or pride or disclosing of secret or a treacherous wound. For these things every friend will depart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that sounds real good, but evidently I can take that in the wrong way and play like I never knew. That was good enough to let you know heavy rolled me to the same thing.
Right.
But
Sirach chapter 18.
Go ahead, young man.
Sirach chapter 18. Pick it up at verse 18 and 22. Sirach chapter 18. Sirach chapter 18. Verse 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time, and refer not unto death to be justified. That's it.
Now that's what I was looking for. Now back up about three verses and walk into it again. So otherwise, I forgot the point behind Moses, G. F. Israel. What were you reading? I thought that sounds good.
I was reading Sirach 22:18-22.
Okay, good. Okay, you good? That what you were reading?
That's what you're talking.
But yeah, Brother Titus, read that again and read from 22 and keep backing up. Come 21 and keep coming back.
Sirach chapter 18.
Again, verse 22 again.
Sirach chapter 18, verse 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time, and prefer not unto death to be justified.
21.
Humble yourself before you be sick, and the time of sin show repentance. Verse 20. Before judgment, examine yourself in the day of visitation. You shall find mercy.
Mm-hmm. Give me another verse. Back up another.
19. Learn before you speak. And use psychic or evidence, you be sick.
Now give me verse 18.
Verse 18. A fool will upbraid churchly, and the gift of envious consumeth the eye.
Now read verse 22 again.
Sirach chapter 18, 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time, and refer not unto death to be justified.
Mm-hmm. So, now whatever he was on, it'll slip me, but I guess it'll come back to this Jeremiah chapter 18, pointing that was made to go that way. So, what we're saying, you are your brother, and you are your keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to understand. You are your brother's keeper. You are your sister's keeper. Don't let nothing hinder you from doing what you was help me out there, Brother Titus. Brother Micaiah, help me out in Esther chapter 4. See, you cannot let I guess if I do this for here, I'm gonna hear some mouth. No. You are your brother and sister's keeper. That means you have to make a Bible decision in that position. You can't look at that she might hear a little mouth behind. No, you got to make sure it ain't no mouth behind it, because help me out there, but try to give me 1:16-18, Ruth. See, it won't be no mouth behind it. Ruth chapter 1:16-18. What it say?
Go up to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return for following after you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people should be my people. And your Yahuwah, my Yahuwah. Verse 17, where you die, will I die, and there will I be buried. Yahuwah do so to me, and more also, if you are but death, part you and me.
Now, you 11 got to understand, because soon later, you're going to be where relationships will come before you, and you got to know what to say upon your scripture. It's not nah, y'all look like a great couple. You look like a great couple. But what it says in 7:24 of St. John, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir. Well, the book of John, chapter 7, Hallelujah, chapter 7, verse 24, read. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Hallelujah.
You see that? You see what we do? Oh, 9-11 talking. Oh, y'all look like a great couple. Wait a minute. That ain't supposed to come out y'all mouth. You just went contrary to the scripture. You supposed to judge righteous judgment. Mm-hmm. And righteous judgment read in 5:11 is y'all rehearsing the righteous act. Righteous judgment is 6:25 of Brother Micaiah and Deuteronomy. That's how you supposed to judge. See, you 11 got a great responsibility. Even when you pick the 12, you got to make an 11 old decision on the 12. That's if you caught last night lesson. But if you ain't caught last night lesson, you uh-oh. See, the bottom line is, you got to make a vote 11 to 0 on number 12.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make no decision because the person look like a good couple, or they saying ma'am and mister. You got to make sure you got some 6:25 in there. What do you say that we can read, Brother Micaiah?
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25, it reads, 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these laws before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
So here go to case in point. It tells you in Deuteronomy chapter 6, while we already in 6 there, this is still in 6. Let me show you something the Bible says. And that's why we saying, you 11, the responsibility going to get heavy, because you have taken the anointed oil. And that lesson last night, it dealt with all of that last night. So now if you didn't catch the lesson last night, you're going to be behind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 11 come in together and say, wait a minute. Well, I caught the lesson and you didn't. So let me get you up a breath, because you got to make the right decision. Because when you snooze, you lose. So for my job, mm-hmm. I am my brother and sister's keeper. So now I found out the one that didn't hear the lesson. I got to get on the landline and make sure they up with the lesson. Because when the decision be made, you ain't somewhere fumbling around, don't know what to do. Remember we read in Micah 3:1, isn't you supposed to know judgment? So you probably know with judgment on all matters, even relationships, not to judge on appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And if the relationship got one doing the, what you call it, the sixth, what we just got through reading, what we got through reading, and you read 520, whatever, five.
Book of Deuteronomy.
What that was?
25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it say?
25 reads. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, we want verse 25. 25 reads. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these laws before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
So, when Yahuwah don't use words in vain, he asked Cain, he said, Cain, where your brother is? He said, am I my brother's keeper? That same thing about the leaven. The leaven. If you find out one of your brothers and sisters is not a breath, then you have to, it is your duty. It is your, help me out, a mother, help me out in 12:1 of Romans. See, this is what, see, the fear can always show you what the book is saying, but you got to implement it. You got to implement the 12:1. What does it say we can read, Mother E, in Romans 12:1?
Book of Romans, chapter 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
And don't look for a pat on the back, because you're doing what again, Mother?
Your reasonable service.
Come on, Mother Jeff, give me a little more juice. What more juice? Is your what?
Reasonable service.
That's it. You don't get no pat on the back. This is your reasonable service. This is your reasonable service. What, you want a pat on the back now? This is your reasonable service. You've been chosen to do this. Now to come back to Esther. And Mother E, I'm going to meet you over in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, and verse number 15 and 16. Help me, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, 15 and 16. Now, come on back to that Esther again. I mean, that where we was at, Brother Micaiah. We see, now you want a pat on the back. All you're doing is you're reading my service. And if you mess around, and you don't do the reading of service because you don't hear nobody's mouth. Well, you know, if I go out of the way and do this, I'm going to hear some mouth. But then what happened to Ruth 1:16 through 18? Then whatever season you make, that's the end of it. I'm backing whatever you're saying. Is that what you say you're going to do? Okay, I'm with you on that. That's what we're trying to tell you, 11. And you got to check on your brother and sister. Your 11 got to check on your brother and sister. Before being able to count to 11. The count of 11. If the 11 don't count out, you wait a minute. Somebody, hey, this thing can't go away. What's going on? Somebody is lacking. What my brother and sister in is 11. How you gonna bring in a 12 of you and 11 ain't right? Because 11 gotta be tested by each other. The 11 gotta be, because you gotta come up with one consensus. On the decision to be made, it gotta be 11 and 0. Not no 9 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't be slacking in this right here. You got to be cocked and loaded when it comes out of this. And we can show that in a minute after we get out to what we're under right now. Now, in the book of Esther, and if you find yourself hearing mouth on what's called your reading of service, then you got to examine yourself. You got to examine yourself. What kind of move has you made? What kind of move have you made? A 724 move? You judged the car on appearance. You made that move because of appearance, didn't you? Because all this got to be laid out. Because when they start coming in, young couples coming in, and you become your brother and sister's keeper, you got to put some book on it. Well, my parents, yeah, why your parents on that medication? You know why they on it? Because they've been stuck in the word of Yahweh. That's why Dr. Cook is all across the shelf. Huh? You eating beans, rice, and spaghetti, and dairy products, and want to know why you all stopped up. Children of Israel ain't no beans, rice, and spaghetti. Dairy product. Don't you mean what the Northern Kingdom did after Andrew Jackson jumped in real good? They pushed him off the reservation, put him in another spot. And they said, man, we ain't got no food here. We're going to get in line with what we got. They start giving them that dairy product, beans, rice, spaghetti, and they were dying faster than the pistols were shot at them. They were dying faster than you putting a sword on them by eating beans, rice, and spaghetti.
Hallelujah.
Beans, rice, and spaghetti. They were falling out, skipping all up. Said, what's wrong with you? You ain't never been this impotent. Well, why you think I'm this way? Beans, rice, and spaghetti. No exercise. And that same thing happened when they brought some of them Judah from the Pharaoh land. They, when they got about 10 minutes away from the boat, they let them out. They let them down off the chain. They've been stuck for the last 3 to 6 weeks to over 2 months down there, and they were jumping around. They said, look at them darkies. They happy. They ain't happy because they happy to get off the chain, but they can move their blood around. Now, you don't roll down. They happy to be in slavery. You see this? You see what happened? Now, they were jumping around trying to shake that thick blood loose. They said, we ain't never been hog-tied this low. Bones all stiffing on you, can't move, can't do nothing. Huh? So you got to get all this straight, beloved. You got to be your brother and sister's keeper. Remember where we at? We in the book of Esther. See? You got a bump shoulder. And you gotta count that number. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, somebody missing here. How are we going to make a decision and we shout on this one? Well, what hinder you? We just read and don't let nothing hinder you. We come out of Yahweh's business, don't let nothing hinder you. Well, I don't want to hear no mouth. Well, now, if you got a Ruth 1:16-18, it ain't no mouth going to come out. Whatever you say at the end of it.
Hallelujah.
Now, you got to talk. That book. I am my brother and sister Keith. Oh, the left got to make sure we ready to go. We talking the same thing, 1-9, 1-accord. Then Yahweh going to give you that 61:7. Hey, Mother E, then Yahweh going to give you Isaiah 61:7. What'd it say?
61:7.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does it say in 61:7 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 61:7. For your shame, you shall have double, and for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So, mother, what we supposed to tell them when we see a couple kind of confusion, what we supposed to tell them according to 61:7, and don't you let them be slow not to pull a trigger. What you supposed to tell when them couples come in on why we gonna show you what time is, because you got to paint the picture that they got a what coming, mother. If they do, if they listen, if they pay attention, what they got coming?
Everlasting joy.
We got what coming, mother. We know it's everlasting, but everlasting joy ain't coming as long as you sitting on that table. You got everlasting joy is coming.
That's
you're getting that double when you're doing what Dust says in Yahweh. So you got to do what Dust says Yahweh. We're going to show you what the Bible says. See, now this how you get your double. Not just by being good. You took that last time. And all 11 times up on that, because when you're on the clock, you ain't falling all around trying to figure out what's going on. And you find out one of your brothers and sisters of the 11 is not up on it, you got to find out, well, why you not up on it, 11? Why you ain't up on it? What hindered you?
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says from Esther chapter 4. Around by verse number, we're in Esther, Brother Micaiah.
Yeah.
We're in Esther chapter 4. You see, we're in Esther chapter 4. Matter of fact, pick it around by verse number 9. Esther 4:9. Listen to this, we got Esther 4:9.
Going over to the book of Esther chapter 4, we want verse number 9. The book of Esther chapter 4, verse 9 reads, and Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. 10. Again, Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. Verse 11. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Verse 12. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you should escape in the king's house more than all Yadah Judah. 14. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yadah Judah from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who know whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? 15.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Then Esther, Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. 16.
Okay.
Go. Gather together all Yadah Judah that are present in Shushan, and fast you for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. 17.
Hey, Mordecai. That's the spirit I'm talking about right there. See, where is this spirit ever here?
Hallelujah. Wow.
I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I'm going to tell you what the book is saying. I'm going to tell you all about the Bible, whether you like it or not. So now once Mordecai, the seer at that time, got the message and told, listen, get this message back to her. Do you know, if you hear this message, it's for you to step up your game in just as you want. You can't worry about where I might have some mouth when I get back. You is your brothers and sisters' keeper. The 11 supposed to be mixed together because you got the anointed oil on you. 11. You're supposed to make those 11 have a communication where we all on the same page. Because when a decision is made, well, I'm just going to go along with y'all saying, no, no, you're supposed to be in on because you're part of the 11. So you got to look around and see is not nothing. And them the ones you got to reach out to and find out what's hindering you.
Okay.
What's hindering you from doing what you got to do? Why always something hindering you up? Then you're going to make a blanket statement on what you think and what you feel, and that is not right. That's why you are your brother's keeper. You never got the anointed oil on you, just like Moses told Aaron. He said, watch yourself, Aaron. You my brother. You got the anointed oil on you. Now, you do right, do Yahweh kill you? Good. So you understand something. This is big business we're doing right here. We know the world gonna give us a brother Titus. We know what's going on in Nehemiah 2 verse 10. We know what the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York got on their mind. You mean 2:10, what it says in Nehemiah?
Book of Nehemiah this year, chapter 2, verse 10 reads. And when Shabbalite, the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, and it grieved them exceedingly that there was to come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel, the Israelites.
You see that? That's them balance. That's them balance. It grieves them to know that you got a sincere on present and getting the 11 right before they make the vote on the 12. But the 11 got to be tied to the hip on one accord. And when you find your brother and sister is lacking, you have to make sure you go fetch your brother and sister and see, well, you got to be on the bumping shoulder too. Well, you just can't say, well, I'm going along with the flow. What hinder you while you going along with the flow? What you on? That hinder you. How you know you wasn't brought up in this time for such a thing? Now, once she heard all this good stuff, she said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to suck it up. If he deliver me up, he deliver me up. But I'm going to talk. You see, that's why you got to be a musician to see what spirit they own when you bring it to the table. Now, if the spirit get all fired, then you say, what's hindering you? Got your spirit I'm showing you what the book says. You got the anointing oil on you. You think that's just a ritual? You got to go now. And you got to be, now, Mother D.F. Israel, give me my verse. Who had that, 2 Timothy 4, 1 down to verse 5? Now I can bring that in. Now bring that in. 2 Timothy 4, 1 down to verse 5.
Okay.
Bring it in there, Mother D.F. Israel. So this is when you got to be looking at the 11. You got to make sure the 11 is a 2 Timothy 4, 1 down to verse 5. See, you 11 got to make sure. You got to make sure. 2 Timothy 4, 1 out of verse 5. Listen to this.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. I charge you, therefore, before Yahweh and Yahweh the Son, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2. Teach the word. Be in instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, teaching, But after their own lust shall they keep to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ear from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. Verse 5. But watch you in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
Yeah. He said, look here, you got to make sure you on point. And you ain't going to be on point by looking at your marriage of yesterday. You got to be on point. It's like these new pancakes coming out, just coming out off the grill. You got to be on point. You have to make decision. When you make decision is clear that the you make it. Ken Moke can make the same decision just like you make it. Shane falling around, Shane got all hemmed up. So it's come down to Yahuwah business. You can't be bumming around and all hemmed up.
Hallelujah.
Galatians 5, verse 7. What it says for Titus in Galatians 5, 7?
Go up to the book Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7 reads. You did run well. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
See? You run away. What hinder you? Oh, I had to check and see. I got some mouth. I got some mouth behind it. What you mean you got some mouth behind it? Didn't Ruth 1:16 through 18 say ain't no mouth will come behind your judgment?
Right.
What did you do? What did you do? Who are you trying to cover up? Huh? Who are you trying to cover up? Because Mother E is not going to bring me what I need. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 5. Wherever I said 5:1, she was a subject matter. Then skip down whatever I did say. Now, Mother E, I can stand what I did say. So now let's see if you really deliver what I did say. When I tell you, you had me that fifth chapter, verse 1, and some else.
Yeah. We run chapter 5, verse 15 to 16.
And what? 15 and 16, that's right. That's right, mm-hmm. Mom. There you go, Mother. There you go, Mother.
Hallelujah, Quah.
See, that's what I like. That's what I like. We don't know when he's coming back, but he is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
5, verse 1. 15 and 16, what it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, verse 15, and verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and Salem unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak unto you, which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Verse 15. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, the house of bondage, and that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought thee out through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Verse 16.
Wait a minute. Hey, hold on, mother. You mean the Sabbath day is not a cameo thing? You said, is it what, mother?
Commanded me to keep the Sabbath day.
So, do you hear what he's saying? What's the question you ask me? Is I'm going to do it. And I know it is a what?
I didn't command.
Is a what? A the
commandment.
Or
to keep the Sabbath day.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, what the lip is about? It ain't no lip. This is a commandment from our mighty one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh?
What I'm hearing lip for?
Hallelujah.
What
he said is it what, mother?
Mother Eve? Yahweh commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.
Yeah, that's the end of it then. That's the end of what talking is about. That's the end of it. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Oh, I can't hear nothing now. No, I can't hear everybody. Must be hearing voices. Must be hearing voices behind the head. Must be hearing angels calling themselves. I can't hear nothing now. What does verse 16 say? What does verse 16 say?
Verse 16 says, honor thy father and thy mother, as Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded thee, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, gives thee.
Wait a minute. You mean it is a commandment for me to do what? You mean it's a if I have lies from mother, biological mother, and father. You got a biological mother and father on the tape. Okay, but we're gonna step that up too and tighten it up too shortly. But he was talking to one that looking ready. Their mother, they father somewhere up in the senior citizen building or in one of them high rises somewhere or somewhere where they eyes don't got damn at. They don't got a little, what they need is a big belly for a dust says Yahweh. It is a commandment to do what? Hey, Mother E, what is the commandment to do when it comes down to your, what?
Honor
what?
Your father.
What?
Honor your father and thy mother as Yahweh, your Yahweh had commanded thee.
Yeah, and what you got coming if you do so, according to verse 16, what you got coming if you do this? Now, he going to tell you why to do it and what you got coming. So what would the man say you got coming if you do so?
Prolong your days. That you may prolong your days. And that it may go well with thee in the land with the Yahweh, your Yahweh gives you.
You mean if I honor my, whatever the circumstance, if I honor my mother, but we only honor our mother on Mother's Day and Father's Day. We take them to Red Lobster somewhere from the 15th floor or them projects somewhere. We take them to Red Lobster and wine and dine them with a real good. They take them right on back and see them again this time next year. You know what I mean? But he tell you, no, that's total opposite. You don't let nobody tell you when to honor your mother and father. Long as you got a mother and father, you supposed to honor your mother and father. As long as you got one, you let nobody set no timeline when you honor your mother and father. Yeah, well, as long as you got one, it's a commandment, you do it. How many checks on their parents and see what they're doing? Well, you see?
We'll
get caught up in relationship and we just get all about these things right here.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Then we don't want to hear no mouth. That means you come out to the bottom. I will put him down then. You ain't doing Yahweh's will. How you think that Yahweh blessing unless you do his will?
Mm. I do Yahweh's
will. Now, this was poor. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, this was poor. from the 20th chapter of Exodus, verse 1. It was plural, mother. All he doing is giving you a reminder. This was plural. He didn't just say it there. He plural that, mother.
Hallelujah, boy.
In the 20th chapter of Exodus, mother. D.F. Israel. He plural that in verse number 1. What do you say in 20 verse 1, mother? D.F. Israel. What do you say? Then
Exodus,
verse 12, and then skip down to verse number 11 and 12. What can we read in 20th chapter, verse 1, 11 and 12, mother, D.F. Israel?
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 and verse 11 and 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse 11, for in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, gives you.
So you see what's going on in the fifth chapter. He just rehearsing the righteous act. This one was told to Moses to tell them. He let them all hear. So what Moses did in Deuteronomy, he just rehearsed the righteous act, brought it back to the table. Because you got brothers and sisters right now, on time they see their mama and their daddy or whatever, is when Father's Day and Mother's Day come up. So otherwise, when Yahweh asked the question, are you your brother's keeper? He said, no. He said, you and your brother's keeper, huh? And that's why Yahweh put a mark on his tail. Because everybody has the right to deliver him up behind his statement. Understand something. This got to be told. You are your brother's keepers of the left. You got to be on one accord, one mindset. You got to rehearse the righteous act. If one lack it, dust them off and get them up and get them caught up. You got to check on your left before you bring in the 12. And the 12 got to have the same mind that the 11 got. It got to be a collective 12 and old decision or 11 and old decision before you bring in 12. You cannot be lacking or hindered. Yahweh's business. Because Yahweh got a double for you, but he ain't going to give you the double the way you want to double the car. You got to line up with this book. If you ain't lined with this book, you ain't got nothing coming. That's the bottom line. Can't tell no couple y'all look cute together. Don't y'all look cute? Y'all look like a nice couple. That's contrary to scripture. What make you nice and look cute is you doing good with some Torah instruction. When the order is in order.
Hallelujah.
When the root 1:16 through 18 is in order. Whatever thing you made when I came in and shot in of it, is that what you called at the end of it?
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's the end of it. Well, I heard it or not. That's when you're doing Bible. That's when Yahweh don't kick in.
Hallelujah.
He don't kick in long you. Well, I'm going to hold my tongue. I can't say this. I won't hurt nobody's feelings. If Yahweh gives you something to say, it concerns the level, you got to say it. If you can back it up from Scripture. But just don't be saying nothing just because you can say something.
Hallelujah.
You
got
to have something to show. What the scripture said. Well, the scripture said, this is what we got to do. We are our brother's keeper. We got to bump shoulders more than just on the Sabbath days and the feast days. We got to check on our brothers and sisters through the week, too. See if you own something. To be prepared, you see? Now, that has to wait. All right, so now we're going to... Brother, I forgot. Wherever you hold, we ain't worried about it. Now we're going to Luke chapter 3, verse 31 through 35. then we're going to precept that back with Brother Micaiah and Matthew 12, 46 through 50. See, we can go either way, but look what it says here. Mark chapter 3, Brother Titus 31 through 35, back to Brother Micaiah and Matthew 12, 46 down to verse 50.
Mark chapter 3, okay. All right, Mark chapter 3, verse 31 to 35. Okay, we're going to Book of Mark, chapter 3. Book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 31 to 35. Mark chapter 3, verse 31. There came then his brother and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. Verse 32. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, your mother and your brother without seek for you. Verse 33, and he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brother? Verse 34, and he looked round about on them, which sat about them, and said, Behold, my mother and my brother. Verse 35, whatsoever should do the will of Yahweh, the same is my brother and my sister and mother.
Yeah, so you hear what he say? He said, yeah. So who is my mother? Who is my brother? Where he pull that from? Now you think, now I'm going to ask you 11 more questions. Where did he pull that from? Where did he pull that from to say such a, where did he pull that from to say what he said, mother? Where did he pull that from that we can read? See, you think your preacher tell you that you jumping at and on that's done away with. Don't you know this man when he talks scripture? Back up to 45 of Psalms. Mother Eve. Back up to, see, I'm telling you something about you 11. You 11 got to bump some shoulders, and when the seer put it to you, you got to make sure you're prepared, because you're gonna be on the crop. And remember, you make a wrong decision according to your feelings about saying, oh my, how you couple look real good. Good is when you keep in Torah instruction. That's good. Good ain't based upon how you. No, good is when you are Mother D.F. Israel. Good is Romans chapter 7, verse 1. 12 and 16. Let's talk about it, Mother D of Israel. Let's talk about it now. All right, y'all look like a nice couple. Look at y'all. Skinning and grin. And boy, then soon you get back past the tip of you. Wow, wow, wow. Sound like cats and dogs at each other. Shit. Y'all probably be looking red at that stuff. Put on that persona. Huh? How do we know when you're good? Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Then skip down to 12 and 16 there, Mother D of Israel. Can you help me out, Mother D of Israel? What does it say?
Romans chapter 7, verse 1, 12, and 16. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Verse 12.
Stop it there, Mother. Yeah. Hey, Mother, stop it there for a minute. Now, stop it there. Now, who goes to know these things? And we already just got through hitting it already in Micah chapter 3, verse 1. See, who's supposed to know?
Hallelujah.
If you got that in there, if you dropped that 7-1 in there, you made everybody that's listening to you jump out their seat. Where do you get that from? See that? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, level. If you got this thing down pat, Yahweh going to intervene and pop the dub on us. You talking about the one that know? Who the one that know? You can drop that right in there if you have the first one. Read that, Brother Micaiah, Micah 3:1. See, if you got that, the WC 500 million, the Latter-day Saints and the Roman Catholic Church, they're going to continue to stay on the sideline waiting to catch us in something, even catch us in nothing. But they're going to continue to be reformed and grand out. And we're going to take that something in a minute. Show you, some people cannot be reformed.
Right.
When we get a chance to take care of it, we might take care of it less.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to tell you something. When you understand this Bible, it's life out. It's life out. It's like if you turn your room and say, well, turn it out and you put something in it. How can I see it? Life out. If you get this thing down right and left, it's life out. That's what I'm saying. What you read?
Yeah.
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, and you princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
Okay. Now, Mother, read 7:1 again, and do you hear the same thing in that, Paul Cody? Read 7:1 again. Now, when you read 7:1, you're supposed to see Micah 3:1. Read it again. You're supposed to see it. I mean, you ain't got to do it, but you're supposed to see it in your mind, 3:1, when you're among the industry. Then you could throw that in on them because you got Micah 3:1 to back up. We ain't talking about right now. You're supposed to visualize 3:1 and 7:1, Paul talking to the Romans. See, the Roman is the Israelite. That's in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you tie it in, because the damn Jews themselves in and saying, David, Paul's over there talking to the Romans. No, he's talking to the Israelites that's in Rome. And how we know that? According to Micah 3:1. That's how we know that, because we hear the same flavor in 3:1 that Mother read in 7:1. Now, let's see. Read 7:1 again.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 7, verses 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man as long as he lives.
Now you see, now hold on. Before you go into trouble, do you see Micah? Do you see Micah 3:1 in there?
Yeah.
So now when Brother Titus go get 10:1, First Corinthians, do you see it? Come back to 10:1, Brother Titus, and read 1-3.
All right, First Corinthians.
And 11. Well, hold on. All right, First
Corinthians.
Hold on. So now, y'all about to see this thing. Because when you surround your family members and all that, you both be now it's time to exhibit what you have learned. See? How you supposed to exhibit it? How you supposed to drop that down and get them all out? That ain't in there. Then you go pick them up real good. And he said, yeah, it is in there. So now you're supposed to see 1 Corinthians 10, 1, 2, 3, and 11. What did it say there, Brother Titus?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 3 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 reads, Moreover, brethren, Israel, Lord of the King, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Verse 2, and were all baptized into both in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3, and did eat the same spiritual meat. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them, all Israel, nor the kingdom for disaster. But they are ready for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Yeah, well, you ain't have to put none of that in unless you try to get your point across. Somebody else, be clear about it. You ain't have to do all that. But in the same token, this is what you have to do when you're among the industry. This is how you put it on them. See? So then you know you both seen all that in 7 verse 1. See, they ain't going to see nothing in 7 verse 1. But this is where the Romans, this is where the Gentiles came in. He talking to Gentiles now. Yeah, he's talking to Gentiles. Gentiles from the northern kingdom. And Judah, too, if he outside of this information. But that's what he's talking to. Because the whole Bible, Brother Micaiah, is Jeremiah 30, verse 4. What does it say in 30, verse 4?
Okay. You want Jeremiah? You want chapter 30? You want verse 4?
Yeah, we want Jeremiah 30, verse 4.
Hallelujah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, we want verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, and concerning Yadaju, the southern kingdom.
See, that's one of the greatest mysteries, and that's why everybody got books everywhere, everybody got something going on. But hey, this thing ain't concerning you. You're supposed to see your way out of it when we come on the scene. But how you gonna do it all day? Mm-hmm. This thing ain't concerning you, not the way you got it. Because you that vessel, we get ready to read a little bit. You that vessel that Yahweh had already put a sentence on that vessel, and you are that vessel. So now, so when I read something else, if I know you that vessel, and if I read something else, I know it's got to be something else in that verse. So now, because Peter said that. See, Peter made a profound statement, Brother Micaiah. In the 10th chapter, he said something. See, this is where this is a thinking man's game, thinking woman's game. This book right here. This ain't no novel. This is just to make you think. And you can't be thinking about hurting somebody's feelings, do you even never catch this? You got to let this thing roll. If it didn't do disappear in you, but you got to let it go. Yeah, they're going to fear you. Now, but Peter, in the 10th chapter, see, you can't be a 10-17. Just give me a couple lines in 10-17. See, you can't be a 10-17. Hey, you left them to got that anointed oil on you. You can't be a 10-17, two lines.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the book of Acts.
What does it say? Yeah.
Book of Acts, verse 17. 17 reads, now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen.
You see that? So you love him can't be about that. Well, you know, if I say it, I'm going to hurt. No, you can't get caught in none of that. You can't be in that doubt. You got to know what you're talking about. It's a thing. I'm giving you what the book is saying. You can't get caught up with that. This going to be. No, I am my brother's people, and my brother is of 11. My mother, my sister, my brother is of 11. And how we know that? Come on back to that Matthew 12:46-50 now. Bring me that verse now. Brother Micaiah, Matthew 12:46-50. This is how the 11 got to see. And you got to give yourself a roll call. Wait a minute now. If we be 11, and I heard this one, but I didn't hear that one. I didn't hear that one. Now, if I'm my brother's keeper, what's hindering them? They got all on them. Now, you got to find out. Now, you got to examine where they're coming from. Because it's an order to be your brother and sister's keeper. So now, if you only looking at things, and you know it's 11 pieces of a cake here, pie, or bread, but you only seeing six is partaking in it. Then you got to say, wait a minute. Something ain't here. And we ain't lying to the scripture until we find out what it is. Because Yahweh can withhold. I mean, let's read. Hey, Marie, let's read that where Yahweh withhold things from you if you don't do right. I ain't forgot about that Isaiah 45, verse 10. I ain't forgot about it. Matter of fact, 7 and 10 had that waiting on me. Will had that 45. I think I said it, so I was pulling that verse. No. See, when Brother Titus read that verse in Mark 3:31-35, he was pulling that from the 45th chapter. So it ain't done away with. But the 11 supposed to know that. should be rehearsing the righteous act. Or what's hindering you while you're not rehearsing the righteous act? What is hindering you when you're not rehearsing the righteous act? What's hindering you then? Brother Gorn. Well,
yeah. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 to 50. What?
Come on, Brother
McKay.
Come on, Brother
McKay. Oh, I'm sorry. My phone. Now my phone was on mute. Sorry about that. The book of Matthew is chapter 12, verse 46 down to 50. Verse 46 reads, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without desiring to speak with him. 47. Then one said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother stand without desiring to speak with you. 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? 49. And he stretched forth his hand towards his followers and said, behold, my mother and my brothers. 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Hallelujah.
So you see that? Yeah, but mother, he pulled it. He wasn't just talking that talk of just got a bubbling over with his emotion right away. You have to go back and find where he pulled that from. Go back to the 45th chapter, Mother E, and we'll look at verse 7 down to 10. See, understand something. This man got, he read the book and found out his part in the book and said, God, no. I got to play that part well, Father. It ain't my will, it's your will. Okay. I got to do it. So he read the book before he even was sent down into the womb. Yes. Before he was sent down into the womb. It wasn't no passion that Joseph and Mary had. See? That was what I'm on camp teach. No, he was sent down after he read the book. So on in the 45th chapter, verse 7, down to verse 10. Can you help me out, Mother E? What's going on there, Mother E? Yeah, and read verse 17, make it sound good. Psalm 45, 7 down to verse 10 and 17.
Okay. Psalm chapter 45, 7 to 10 and 17. The book of Psalm chapter 45, verse 7. Thus love is righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, your Yahweh hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness, it will thy fellow. Verse 8. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloe and sisters out of their ivory places, whereby they have made thee glad. Verse 9. Kings daughters were among your honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Verse 10. Hearken, O ye daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and their father's house.
When it comes down to making a decision outside of the book, you got to make a choice. He said, you have to forget your own father's genetic bloodline, mother, father, and all. If it's contrary to this book, you might have to tell your mom and daddy, see you later. When it comes down to Yahweh's word, that's why he was saying, who is my mother? Who is my brother? The one is my mother, and the one is my brother that's doing the will. That's what my mother and my brother is. Mm-hmm. He said, you have to forget your own biological mother, brother, and sister if it's contrary to the will of Yahweh. Read that in verse 10. Read again verse 10.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house.
And thy father's family, seed, bloodline. When it comes down to make a decision, you got to make sure the Bible is support your sick, because that could be your kryptonite. One of them old family members, one of them blood members, family members, Uncle Buck, Uncle Leroy, Aunt Sally. Well, I don't want to offend Aunt Sally. He said, when it comes down to my word, you will have to make that decision. Verse 17.
I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
And I will make thy name remembered in all generations. Now, where did David pull that from? Mother dear of Israel. Where did he pull that from? 9:16 of Exodus. The 11 folks said, yeah, we know. So we don't already bump shows together. We don't bump shows together on the Sabbath day and the feast day. We bump shoulders together all the time. Because we've been chosen to do this right here. That was pulled. Matter of fact, read through 14 out of 16, make it sound good. Everybody be pulling scripture. You just don't read a bunch of scriptures. You got to, every scripture got some bone or pull some meat on it from somewhere else. You got to go back and pull that verse out. You left them, got to have a down pat. Because you are your brother and sister's keeper. Just as he said, I will remember thy name in all generations. He pulled that verse from 9:14 through 16. Watch your mother be up Israel, not left the park. Come on.
Exodus chapter 9. Verse 14 to 16. Verse 14 reads, for I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine nine and upon your servant and upon your people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. 15. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite you and your people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. Verse 16. And very deeds, for this cause have I raised you up, for to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
Yeah, so it don't make a difference about what name you use, huh? You the man just said? He said, both, the reason I raised you up, you 80 years old, you getting your first win at 80. I'm going to pop you up from 80 to 120. So you ain't start doing this thing until you get 80. Come on, you 80, now you forget your first win. You forget your first win at 80. Moses got his first win at 80. He's asked to beat all the meanies out you first, Moses. Now I'm beat all the meanies out you. Now you can go bring my peoples up out of there now. He said, who is me? He said, what you mean, who is you? What did he say behind that when he said, who is me? What did Yahweh say that we can read? See, what did he say? Our first title we can read in the third chapter, verse number 10 and 11 of Exodus. See, wow. He said something. Got to make sure you see what he said. He said something 3, 10 through 12. What did he say that we all can read together? He says, who is me? I'm 80 years old. What did Yahweh tell him? 3, 10 through 12 of Exodus. What did he say? You're online.
The second book of the Torah structure. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 reads. Come now, therefore, And I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 11. And Moses said unto Yahweh, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Verse 12. And he said, certainly, I will be with you, and this should be a token unto you, that I have sent you. When you brought forth the children, brought forth the people out of Egypt, you should serve Yahweh upon this mountain.
What do you mean? What do you mean by I'll be with you? What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean, what do you mean by I will be with you? What's that supposed to mean that we can read? See, what's that supposed to mean that we can read? He said, who am I to do this thing? So now, what's that supposed to mean that we can read in the fourth chapter of Titus? Let's see what that supposed to mean that we can read. Remember one thing. It was mean that we can read. Verse number 11. 4:11. Let's read a little bit to get our point. 11 to 13. 17 something. You know you won't know what the hold up. The hold up is you. He said, you 11 is the hold up. When you get this down pat and then you go 11-0 and get that 12 together, and Yahweh told you what you got coming. So it's up to you. It's up to you to hear what you need to hear. He's saying in Luke 12:12, that very same hour he'll give you what you got. You got to know this. And once you believe it, he said, who am I? Who am I? I'm 80 years old. Let's see what Yahweh said in verse number 11-13. Watch this. Both 11-13. Let's see do this line up with this. Who am I? He said, I'm going to be with you. Read.
I'm going to Exodus chapter 4, verse 11-13.
Yeah, and skip down to verse 15.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 11, 13 and 15. Exodus chapter 4, verse 11. Read. And Yahweh said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Who made the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh? Verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you should say. Verse 13. And he said, O my Yahweh, said, I pray you, by the hand of him whom you will send. Verse 15. And you should speak unto him and put my words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth will I teach you what you should do.
Well, you might want to read 14, because right now, WCC just said, look, they say, see, you kind of lose enough, but it's very interesting what you're saying and doing. Verse 14.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 14. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he coming forth to meet you. And when you see it, he would be glad in his mind.
Yeah. He said now, he tell me how his brother gonna be before he get there. He's gonna be glad in his mind. So see, y'all already know what you're gonna do. He already know what you 11 gonna do too. Huh? He already know what y'all gonna do. Next verse.
Verse 15. And you should speak unto him and put my words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you should do.
You this is thinking man's game. Keep telling you this. You know the verse.
Verse 16. And he should be your spokesman unto the people. And he should be, even as he should be to you, instead of a mouth. You should be unto him, instead of Yahweh.
Hey, that's something. Hey, that's something. Y'all hear that? That's big trouble there. But when you get off in that, that's big trouble there. So you see, though, see, what we trying to do is instill the Bible into you now. You have to speak from this Bible. You have to make a decision according to this Bible. You got to make sure whoever you with is totally locked into you about the Bible. You gonna speak from this Bible, and your mate will be locked in with you according to this Bible. Then the blessing of Yahweh will present itself among you. In the Bible, it was our elder, he often speaking and gave, and we're going to bring our elder in and the mother Z, and then we'll get back and we'll take a look at this, what's coming up in a couple more days. So now our elder, he's here to let you know who bring this broadcast. Let's see if we bring our elder in. And when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. T. Y'all find big JFC right.
And Yahweh bless you, seed of Israel, the seed of Israel. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we held down, but we didn't tell nobody who bring this broadcast and none of that, because we know everybody got a lot to bring to the table. Everybody got they lot, L-O-T, to bring to the table. You on the clock before this national audience, over 600,000 plus. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, you're right. I had a huge speaking engagement, and you would be surprised how many people out there are teaching the word of Yahweh with a white collar around their neck in the temples. So, and most of it that you listen to is not right. You know, anytime you would best to mix a lie or a mistake with the truth, it sounds righteous. And a lot of people go for it because you have the clothes, just like in the Bible where it tells you the wolf and the sheep clothing. Well, wolf and the sheep clothing is meant to camouflage yourself so he can deceive those that want to go the right direction. That's pretty bad. It has to be that way because we look at the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. I brought that verse out. And 35 to 38, it says, and Yahweh the Son went about to all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, churches, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest, that he will send forth his laborers into his harvest. And that's what we're doing on this program, trying to build up the teachers, the young lions, the elders, so we can bring this word to the people that really need it and those that think they need it and ensure them that they do have it. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, wild bumper guns, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, if you've noticed, about Yahweh's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. It's information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the True Israelites, the tribe of Yahdan. Well, we come to you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class, we do have. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. So the current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search device. Enter tribeyada.com. And after click on it, just under Big Lion, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, and to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his glory. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing your dust as Yahweh alive. Also, for building a school, which I'm beginning to see on a daily basis, it's very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to build the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, under the Yahweh. We even have a calendar. Check that calendar while you're there to help keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. For our live program, this is a feature that's available only during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Email addresses, yes, we have two listing numbers to you. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions on questions on the biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 6 or 9 camps of Yahweh's ministry. But in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging valentine. Remember what it tells you in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. You have to be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a pamphlet. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the CEO via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, CEO is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mrs. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. If the person is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear that discouraging doubt. Remember, we are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, which you will find in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Fires of God. At that point, you can choose a program you are late logging into, or pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note for the listening members' information. During our normal broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our information on Peltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And once again, you'll find this is where Yahuwah's This World is working for your education. And online there, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, right in that shot. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Broad Talk. God will be with you all. So we're going to pass our program back over to my seer Israel, and I guess we will continue our learning process. Hallelujah. God will.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. The Elder, Mr. Till, that was excellent on your part. Great comeback, no doubt about it. We're going to bring our Mother Z in out of Camp 1. Mother Z going to give a commentary. She said, I don't hear enough. I'm ready to say something to her. I don't hear enough now. So I'm getting ready to put some on this national audience. I don't hear enough. So you got to hear something to be able to respond to something. No doubt about it. So when you meet Mother E, Mother Z, out of Camp 1, one of the most out of Camp 1, Mother Z, Tribe of Yadav Judah. Mother Z, Yahuwah BJC, right?
Zechariah, bless and keep you, Shia Israel, right? See, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, Mother Z, you know, the elder, he'll say a lot of times, how do you get so much out of one book? That would they be. They said, man, well, we got the same Bible. How is so much coming out this book? See, so much coming out of this book because he hides what he want to hide. He reveals what he want to reveal. So, Mother Z, it's time for you to reveal something to this national audience, and you on the clock. Come on.
I really... haven't been too long got in, so I really don't have nothing prepared, but I'm going to read something. I'm going to read Zechariah chapter 1, verse. Start reading that verse. I don't know. Verse 12. Then the ministering spirit of the Yahuwah answered and said, O Yahuwah of hosts, how long will thou not have mercy on Yahuwah Judah and on the city of Yahuwah Judah against which thus has... us has in indignation. Thus, I don't know what that word indignation. Thus, 70 years. Verse 13, and the Yahuwah answered the ministering spirit that talked with him, with me, with good words and confirmed words. Verse 14, good words and comfort words. Verse 14, so the ministering spirit that commanded commune with me said unto me, cry thus, saying, thus said the Yahuwah of hosts, I am jealous Yahweh Judah lived a great jealousy. Verse 15. And I am very so far displeased with the heathens that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they help forward their affliction. Verse 16. The Yahweh I am returned to Yahweh Judah with mercy. My temple, my house shall be built in it, said the Yahweh of hosts, and a line shall be stretch forth, verse 17. Stretch forth upon Jerusalem, verse 17. Cry ye said, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, my city throughout prophecy shall yet be stretched abroad, and the Yahweh shall yet confirm Yahweh Judah, and shall he choose Yahweh Judah. Verse 18. Then lift I up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns, verse 19, and I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be this, these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have stretched Yahweh Judah. That's what I see it now. These are the homes which have scattered Yahweh Judah, Israel, and Yahweh Judah. And I'm stop at verse 20. And the Yahweh showed me four carpenters. I just read 21. Then said I, What cometh these to be? And he spoke, saying, these are the horns which has scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his hand, but these are come to fight them to frighten them to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horns over the land of Yahweh Judah to scatter it. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah, that big talk there, mother. He said, who these carpenters? Who these people here? He said, we see the ones that done Judah in, but who are these coming to get them out of this? I wish we had a little more time to get with that. We'll get with that another time before the week is out again. So I wonder who gonna get you out of this mess you're in. It was a statement made behind that. I wonder who can help me on that one. Now, it was a statement made. I'm going to see if 1 of 11 help me help those three out with that one. Now, it's a statement made with that. Now, the question is, it's going to help, who's going to do that? Do y'all know the statement that gives the answer to that? Now, I wonder who's going to direct me to the precept. He says, who are these right here? These are who are these conferences that, what they come to do? So I'll tell you what. We leave that on the table. You 11 got to figure that out. Who is that? Because it's written exactly who that is. So that question was asked with a precept. See, I keep telling you, it's nothing asked. It's nothing said on the right side of the book or anywhere in the book that is not already answered somewhere else. Now, when that was said in Zechariah, well, who are these right here? They're going to come to do, because he asked the question, who is this going to come and do this right here?
I got something up.
You got to burst the bag up there. You got something to work with, young man?
I got something coming out of Revelations around chapter 7.
Mm.
Picking up at verse number.
That won't be the number one. But that can fall in line, but it won't be number one. So we leave that on the table. We come back Wednesday. That won't be number one. Everything after number one is on the table, then it can be brought in, but it won't be number one. See, we gotta tear the arms off and throw your arm 100 foot down the road. And we not only tear your arm off, we'll throw it down the road about 100 feet. That's how we supposed to roll. Brother Titus, let's run back to the biggest point three. We did all that to get back to the biggest point three. Mother Eve, we hear you real good there, Mother Eve. So you got something you want to?
I don't know if it's right or not, but Psalm 75:10, it says, all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. I don't know if that's what you're looking for.
Well, that's good. That's the number 2-3, but it's just now number one. That's good. That goes, what Brother Micaiah said, what you said. You write them down and hold them to the side. Then it go after number one hit, and all that'll come in place. All that's good, come in place, but it's just not number one. Because he asked the question, who is these four carpenters? And what they come to do? See, that's the question. Who is these four carpenters and what they come to do? Yeah, so we'll get back on that later. But let's come on back, Brother Titus. Let's come on back now. We did all that to get back to Leviticus 23. Now let's look at verse 26 and 27. Now we got to understand it now. Let's see what it says in Leviticus 23, verse 26, 27. Let's say.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23. Verse 26 and 27. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27 reads, also on the 10th day of this 7 month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be a righteous gathering unto you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
Now, so we clear what that means, afflict your soul. don't nothing go in your mouth from sunset to sunset. And you got to give a private testimony on how good you're going to be from that point on. You know, a lot of them made a lot of vows, but they come at that stone every time. They get caught in emotion and forget about it. All right, 28 and 29 said what it said. Listen what it said. But look what it says. If you decide to do it the way you want to do it, 28 and 29.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 28 and 29. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 28. And you should do no work in that same day, for it's the day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Oh, hold that point. You see that? You make atonement for you and before Yahweh. So Yahweh going to be all get in the third heaven looking right down at you. He going to say, let's see what they're going to say to get to me. Now, he going to be all in on this one because you make an atonement to him. He going to be all, he going to be listening real good as when you make your confession. What's the next verse say?
Verse 29, for whatsoever soul it be that should not be afflicted in that same day, he should be cut off from among his people.
He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, now, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you. You think you're getting past me if you want to, but I'm going to kill you. Now, the man just said, I'm going to kill you. He said, whatever soul do not afflict their soul, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
Luke chapter 23, verse 29. For whatsoever soul it be that should not be afflicted, in that same day he should be cut off from among his people.
Y'all hear that, 11? What's the next verse say?
Verse 30.
Yahweh.
Verse 30. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work at that same day, that same soul without shorn from among his people.
You hear what he's saying? You hear the man saying?
Yahweh.
He talking?
Yahweh.
Now, and come back to verse 26 and read verse 26.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Yeah. It's Yahweh talking. He's talking to the Yahweh. He's talking to the, and Moses passed it on. There's Yahweh doing talking. Get down to verse 31. Listen good.
Leviticus 23, verse 31. You should do no matter of work. It should be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings.
I don't care what you do. How do you say? Hold on, young man. Let's go see if get some in there on that 31. So you hear the man saying?
Okay.
Now what'd he say in verse 32?
Verse 32. It should be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And you shall afflict your souls in the night day of the month at evening. From evening until evening, shall you celebrate your Sabbath?
So you see, now everybody else has already done their thing already. How you have done your thing already? He's telling you exactly. Look what he says in verse 24.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a righteous gathering.
We did it already. Verse 27.
Verse 27. Also, On the 10th day of this 7th month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be a righteous gathering unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah.
32.
It should be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. And the night day of the month at evening, from evening until evening, shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
Here's the man's name. Hey, and you hear the man saying? Is it playing? I can't hear nothing from the left. I can't hear nothing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So my ears, with all that straight information, all the big counts, everybody done this thing already. And, I mean, why you got the Bible with you if you done this thing already? How do you have the Bible with you if you have done this already? Oh, this already over with already. We off until this over. How you off until over already? How so? Mother E, what it says in 14:14 of Matthew. Hey, Mother E, can you help me out, Mother E? 14, verse 14 of Matthew. Can you help those see up?
The book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 14. And Yahweh the Son went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sickness.
Next verse.
Verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples, his followers, come to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into a village and buy themselves victory.
Mm-hmm. Hold that point, Mother. Back up and get those here, the 14th chapter, and make it 15, 14. What up? See, wait a minute. Yeah, give me 15 and look right down at verse number 12 through 14 and a closing statement. What it says in Matthew chapter 15, 12 through 14, the closing statement that Mother Eve will catch you wind tonight for some more. What it say we can read in 15, 12 to 14? What it say?
Matthew chapter 15, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12. Then came his disciples, his followers, and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Verse 13. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Verse 14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Lab. If you read plainly that he says in verse 27 of Leviticus, also on the text, also on the 10th, it's talking about the 7 months. Also on the 10th,
mm-hmm.
This is what you do. Then he make it plain to you how you do it in verse 32. Then he make it plain to you how you do it in verse 32. What he said in 23:32 again, young lion?
Leviticus chapter 23:32. It should be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls at the night day of the month at evening, from evening unto evening, so you celebrate your Sabbath.
So the night day at evening must be 27 verse 1. What is the night day at evening according to verse 27?
Chapter 27 verse 1.
23 verse 27. What is the ninth day at evening according to verse 27?
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 27. Also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there should be a day of atonement. It should be a righteous
good
gathering unto you.
So we clear that you should afflict your soul on the ninth day of the month at evening. So the ninth day of the month at evening is what, according to verse 27? Who will help me out?
There should be a day of atonement.
Excellent, the tenth day. The morning or the beginning of the tenth day. At evening. Exactly, mother. The 10th day begins when the sun set on Friday evening. That's the beginning of the 10th day, and that's the beginning of the Day of Atonement. How did they have this already? If the blind leads the blind, you're going to fall in the ditch. You're not going to obey what the man's saying. The man say you live by what I say. I'm telling you, Moses, this is what I want done in every generation. 7 months, the 10th day, and the 7 months, the 10th day starts. You flick your soul on the ninth day at the month at evening, which is the 10th day. Why you can't understand my speech? We'll find out why you can't understand my speech after Mother E give a closing statement. You're on the clock, Mother E. And Mother D of Israel, I meet you in the 8th chapter. We'll make it the 6th chapter of Matthew. Let's find out why you can't understand my speech. What's your closing statement is, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what's your closing statement? I next. You on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the teacher. And thank you, praising Yahweh for each and every one that's attending the class, for the ones that's attending the class.
Hallelujah. That's right. Look, I mean, we be a lot of famous pages of the book there, Mother D.F. Israel. So the question is, why do they not understand what's written in this book? We want to know, well, what is the biblical answer to why they don't understand? Mother, we're going to see if we get a biblical answer why they don't understand. We need a biblical answer, Mother. How about going to the eighth chapter of St. John, Mother E., Mother D.F. Israel? Let's get a biblical answer on why they do not understand. Let's see, can we get a biblical answer and pick up verse 42, 8:42. And
thank John.
43. Yeah, 8. Why do they don't understand this, Mother? Let's see, can we get a biblical answer. Verse 42 down to verse 44 of the 8th chapter of St. John.
St. John chapter 8, verse 42 to 44. Verse 42. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if Yahweh the Father were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from Yahweh the Father. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. 44. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
So what did he say, his mother, in 15:14 of Matthew behind that mother? Hey, mother, be of Israel. What did he say in 15:14 behind that?
Okay. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the answer to that, mother, in St. John 9:41? What was the answer to that behind that? That's a lot of talking going on, mother. So what was said behind that? Because we know somebody got to give a comeback behind that. I mean, you know, they had a lot of comeback. They was doing a lot of comebacking, mother. So when he said that, let him alone, that the blind and broken fall in the ditch. What was the comeback behind that in 39-41 of St. John? Do you know they had a comeback? So you got to watch the ones that have a comeback. When you say something, then they always got a comeback. I mean, you say something to them, then they got to have a comeback. Where did you get that from? 9:39-41. St. John chapter 9:39-41. What
did
it say?
St. John chapter 9, verse 39-41. Verse 39. And Yahweh the Son said, for judgment I am coming to this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain.
Y'all know this Bible has confrontation? This Bible got a lot of confrontation. I keep telling you. You gonna run into these things, and you ain't got nothing to, mm-hmm. You ain't got nothing to come back with it on, you know. It tell you in the closing statement, mother, D.F. Israel, June 1, verse 3. See, do you know this Bible got five powers. We all gonna use some of it. The 11. We ain't using this five power. When you gonna use some of this five power? Mm-hmm.
Jude 1 verse 3. Where's Jude?
Right next to Revelation, before you get to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You see this book got power to it. So I'm telling you, 11, is y'all going to tell us to play and get some of this five power? Because, you know, he's going to bring it to you. You know, You only can bring it to you. Let me get a precept on that, Brother Micaiah. And Luke 22 there, Brother Micaiah. What it say in verse 32?
Okay. Head over to the book of Luke. We want chapter 22 and we want verse 32. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32 reads, "But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brethren.
You see the man saying? So you see, you love him. Once you give yourself, y'all give yourself a roll call. Well, I heard this person, I heard this one. Wait a minute. I'm my brother's sister keeper. I mean, I heard that one. I did. What happened, Brother Titus, in 1822 of Sirach?
Are we going to Sirach, chapter 18, verse 22? Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time, and refer not unto death to be justified.
Here's the man saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's up to you. Well, I mean, you're the man is saying. He said, well, nothing's supposed to hinder you. When it comes down to Yahweh's bending, nothing's supposed to hinder you.
Hallelujah.
You are your brother and sister's keeper. Of the level, you got the anointed oil on you. You are your mother and brother's keeper of the level. You got the anointed oil on you. Why are you letting something hinder you? He said, how much supposed to hinder you again, Brother Titus?
Nothing.
That's right. You see the man saying? Matter of fact, give me a closing statement on that Mother D.F. Israel. And Brother Titus, give me that 8:31 to 39. Let's get a precept on that nothing. And Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39, I need a precept on that nothing hinder you. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, until we get back on the Wednesday night, how about a pop a closing statement? You on the clock, come out.
You ain't want that Jew?
Yeah. How long I got to wait?
Well, you said Job chapter 1, verse what?
3.
Verse 3? Job chapter 1, verse
3. Yeah, mother DF Israel. Verse 3. No comeback, mother 3. No comeback, mother DF Israel. Just 1, verse 3.
Well, I'm trying to get understanding. The Job chapter 1, verse 3. Behold, when I did all diligently to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints.
Hallelujah.
What that name, O dear Israel? What did you... What is old Judah? That ain't nobody name no Judah. Yada. What is it saying in 1 verse 3? Can you paraphrase it for this national order? What is it saying in verse 3? Now, that's pointing toward the 11. What is telling the 11 they got to do, mother?
Okay, it's beloved. When I gave all diligently to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exalt you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints, unto Israel, the covenant, Yahweh's covenant, for instruction to Israel.
Mm-hmm. So what we got to do according to verse 3?
Contend.
We gotta do what?
Contend.
What kind of way? Contend. What kind of way? We gotta contend. Oh.
Earnestly.
Oh. We gotta honestly get down for the crown. We got to get down for the crown, Mother D of Israel.
Yeah.
That means we, if we see something that the Bible don't support, we got to honestly contend for the word of Yahuwah. We can't say, we can't spare your feelings. We can't, matter of fact, give me that, Brother Micaiah in 58 verse 1. We can't spare your feelings. We got to give you Isaiah 58 verse 1. What did it say there, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. We heading over to the book of Isaiah. We want Isaiah. We want 58 verse 1. We going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58 verse 1. Read. Cry out loud. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the family of Israel their sin.
You see what he's saying? So we can't apologize and worry about who feeling we hurting, Mother D.F. Israel. We got to honestly contend for the word of Yahuwah. We got to cry loud and spare not. We can't get caught up with your feelings. Whoever feeling it is, we make no apologetic statement behind the word of Yahuwah. It is what it is.
Hallelujah.
If he show you something in the word of Yahuwah, that's the end of it.
Hallelujah.
It's up to you to deliver it. Huh? They're going to crowd you on every side, but you got to deliver the knockout blow regardless. And now you're in the will of Yahuwah. You got to honestly contend for the word of Yahuwah. Fail not, cry loud, show my people, the children of the book, the children of Israel, the Israelites, their sin.
Oh, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Can't judge McCall by how good you look. We judge you good when you bumping shoulders with the lamb and thus says Yahuwah. That's what make you good. All right, Mother D of Israel, until we get back on it Wednesday, what's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto Yahuwah, all you land. 2. Serve Yahuwah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. 3. Know you that Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5. For Yahuwah is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Z. Excellent. Now, Brother Titus, we know we told you Romans chapter 8, verse 31, but we want to make a little detour on that for us. We'll make a little slight detour on that and look at the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 13. What it says in 1:13 that we can read there, young line, but Titus? Acts 1:13. Let's read a little bit and see what we get out of Acts 1:13.
Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 13, read. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon and Zelotes. And Judas, the brother of James, was 14.
So who was the day?
These are.
Oh, hold on, young man. Who was the day? So who was the day? It's 1 minus 10:1 of Matthew. Read Matthew 10:1. Who was the day? 1 minus 10. It's 1 minus 10-1. Brother Titus, what did it say in 10-1 of Matthew?
Okay, back to Matthew 10:1. We're going to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when they had called unto him, his 12 followers, he gave the power against the unclean spirits to cast about.
Okay, good.
Heal all matter.
Yeah, good. Not good. So now when you read verse 13, so who was the day, number-wise, in verse 13, who was the day? 1 minus the 12 is the day. Who was the day?
The 12.
Who was the day? Then we said one minus the ten, following the precept, is one minus the twelve. Who was the day?
Right, the eleven.
So how many of y'all was anointed over that feast?
Eleven.
Okay. Now what he tell the 11 to do in verse Acts 1:14?
Acts chapter 1, verse 14. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary the mother of Yahweh the Son and with his brethren.
These all continue. Who's the these all continue?
These all continue.
The 11.
The 11. So all 11 was there. The 11 was there. Now let's see what the 11 had. Then what happened when the 11 was all there and Mary, the mother of Yahweh the Son, and his brothers, but they was on the sidelines. So the 11 was there and mother Mary, the mother of Yahweh the Son, and with her brothers, they were sitting to the sideline. Then what happened? What happened in verse 15?
Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the followers of Yahweh the Son and said, the number of the names together were about 120.
So they had about 120 names. They had about 120 names all in the pot. But then all of a sudden, Peter stood up with, who was Peter with again?
Verse 15, Acts chapter 1, verse 15.
He was with the ten because he made eleven. So them 11 and Mary, the mother, and with her brothers, they sitting on the sideline. So he stood up now as the chief speaker of the nation of Israel with the 10, making 11. Then he said, we got 120 names in this hat right here, in this big old bag. So now us 11 got to take a little look at this right here. And what happened in verse number?
Verse 16. Man and brother, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled with the righteous spirit. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled with the righteous spirit by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guided to death that took Yahweh the Son.
And okay, we're in verse 17, the closing statement.
Verse 17. For he was numbered with us and had ordained, now attained part of this ministry.
All right, so he was number with us, and who was the us that he was number with?
At 10.
Who was the up?
Now,
10.
Now, if he was number with the us, he was number with the 11 then, because that guy that the brain was the 12, wasn't he?
Oh,
if he was
number
with us,
11.
So that means us is 11, ain't it?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So up is 11, right? So he was number with us made up the 11, but he found his way to catch him a suitcase, and so he kind of got away from the us 11 because he got caught up. So you can watch, you got to watch the one the 11. Somebody might get caught up, y'all. You'll know it when the time appointed. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it like that. Closing statement. You're on the clock there, young line. Brother Titus. Excellent. Closing statement. Come on.
All right. I'm going to Isaiah. Going to Isaiah real quick. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusted in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Excellent. So, Brother Micaiah, so we learn a little something on the way, So let's skip down to verse number 20 and do a little more read. What does it say in verse 20?
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 1. Now we're picking it up at verse 20. 20 reads, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. In his bishopric, let another take. His office, let another take."
Yeah, a bishopric. Now, the bishopric, that will mean exactly what you're saying, other than about to take his office. So this is bishopric. Yeah, so that's a bishopric. Good. And what does it say in verse 21?
Verse 21 reads, Wherefore of these men which have companied with us, all the time that Yahweh the Son went in and out among us."
Uh-huh. So his bishopric let another take it. So he made the 12. So since he fell out, so now the 11 got to be on the same page by grabbing another to make it 12 again, but it 12 just can't be anybody. It got to be somebody that done what in verse 21?
Verse 21, "company with us all the time."
Right. Y'all hear that, 11? It got to be where he man's in it. What is there next?
Okay. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 22 reads, "Beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection."
So we're going to stop it right there. So you see, so when you love him, understand you got the anointing oil on you. And when you make the decision of 12, you got the background. You can't be no Johnny come lately. You got to be the one that got a track record. You got to have a track record of being bumping shoulders with you. Or that office got to stay open until you find who's going to step up to that plate right there. Just can't be no, we just one show. Let's get no one. No, it don't work like that. Because, once this is established, see, once this is out the way, now give me Galatians chapter 2 real quick there, young line.
Okay. Going over to the book of Galatians.
Galatians chapter 2. Let's see. What does it say?
Okay, the book of Galatians. Well, chapter 2, picking up at verse 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, verse 1 reads,
Then 14 years after I went up again to Yadda-Judah with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. Two. And I went up, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that covenant which I taught among the northern kingdom, the northern tribe, but privately to them which were a reputation. Lest by any means I should run or hide or had run in vain. Three.
But no, wait, like that. See, now after the 12 is out the order, the seal got to move on to the next camp. But I got to stick around and watch y'all, one, get in order. Then after that, I have to move on because it's kept 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you see, we'll leave it like that. Keep that in your mind. Think about it, 11. Brother Micaiah, closing statement. Until Wednesday night, the floor is all yours. We kept you Wednesday night. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for another blessed day to read his word.